Okay, I just, you know, got the stats right now. So just looking at some of the things that popped up, I think overall just how I'm feeling. You know, here's an AFC South opponent came in, had a chance to go 2-1 in division the first half of the season. And, you know, they did a good job and came out with the win. You know, it was close at the end. We just didn't finish. I think there's three big plays. You know, defensively, 3rd and 16, we didn't get the stop. Backed up in their own end. A critical play. Defense played pretty good all day, but that's the one that really sticks out. When you lose a game, you go back and certain plays stick out on you. I think on special teams, the punt return that they had, that they returned all the way back on a miss hit. They had two guys back. They did a nice job in the return. We missed some tackles. Again, that set up a score for them. Big play. Special teams can and take responsibility for that. And then on offense, you know, throwing a pick six and a couple turnovers and didn't, you know, had opportunities to make even more plays. So this is a game that each unit can take responsibility for. As a team, we take responsibility for it because everybody had a part of it.
Well, they've missed a couple deep balls and didn't seem to play well. Is there any point at all now where you're thinking it might be good for him to sit a little bit?
No. You know what? I think we were, what, 59% or something like that on third down. He made some plays on the run. You know, it's things that we're going to keep going after it, keep taking these shots.
Could you get a look on the pick six? Was that just the veteran corner jumping that route?
It looked like, you know, we ran wide departure outs, and I don't know if we hesitated or not. You can ask Blake on that, but it looked like there was a little bit of hesitation. He jumped it. Made a good play.
Playing uphill again, how much does that limit your ability to do some of the things you want to do on defense?
Well, you'd like to get a lead. I think, you know, the defensive line would like to get a chance to pin their ears back and get that rush going. But, you know, we weren't in that position today.
They did a good job of getting their tight ends involved, especially with so few receivers. Those guys were wide open on both those touchdowns.
Yeah, they did a nice job with some of their cut plays, you know, good design plays. I thought we knew coming into it that they were going to try to get them the ball. Both tight ends, I think, together combined with their leading receivers. So we had an idea that they were going to try to get them the ball. They just did a good job in the red zone.
Gus, was there a thought process in mind after the last touchdown of going for the onside instead of just kicking away?
We talked about, but we felt like if we could get a stop there, you know, and with three timeouts, if it would have been below the 2-minute mark, we probably would have kicked onside.
Was the key issue on that last drive for Houston when they picked up the 3rd and 16 and they picked up the third down after that?
I don't believe so, because it was early in the series. You know, it was the first third down, you know, within that drive.
Gus, do you see Blake being more accurate in the practices during the week than you do in the game, particularly on the deep balls?
I believe he had a good week last week in practice. And, you know, I think there's going to be plays. I think every week you can, you know, take a look at teams and, you know, missing some, you know, deep balls like that. It can happen. I know that we'd like to, I mean, there's such big plays in the game and they stand out. So I get that part of it. I'm sure Blake understands that too. You got a chance, you got a guy beat and you'd like to capitalize on it. And we didn't. So, it doesn't mean that we're going to shy away from it. We just got to come up and make those connections when the time calls for it.
What was your message to the team after this one?
Well, you know, it's the start of the second half of the season, and, you know, we played hard, but just like I told you, the three phases, everybody can take responsibility. Talent, I think we're a talented team, but talent alone isn't enough. I think that it's talent and work ethic and, you know, the guys working together to accomplish this and playing smart and not having foolish penalties and, you know, a combination of things. So, you know, I want them to understand that we still believe them as a talented team, but we're still not doing enough.
What did you say to Dante after the personal foul late in the first half?
It's between Dante and I.
Gus, how do you and the coaches keep driving? The inevitable looks like it's coming. It must be frustrating to go back out Monday and grind some more.
Well, I think you just, you know, you really believe in these guys. I do. And I know our coaches do the same. So, you know, I think we all feel like we're close to where we can get on a run. And, you know, it's not happening. Yeah, you got to get on a run. You got to win one game. You know, so we've got to start that. But, you know, you see some plays out there that were very capable. I think our defense is playing very well. I think we're seeing, you know, the penalties of getting knocked down tremendously from where they were. So you see enough good things and you feel like, yeah, if we just clean up, you know, a couple of these things, the outcome will be different. And that keeps you going. Plus, you know, the spirit of that team in there and what they're all about because, you know, they believe the same thing.
You know what, the donkey chasing that carrot a little bit, though?
No.
at 2-7, how much do you worry about their spirit not rebounding?
Well, I don't worry about that with this team. I think that it is, you know, to be sitting here and say, you know, being naive and saying, no, that won't happen. But this team has never showed that. I think just talking to them quickly in the locker room right there, they're professionals. They'll come back out, and they've worked their tail off. That Tennessee game was hard, and to come back and see their work ethic the next week. So nothing would tell me any different than this team's character and how they would go after it.
Julius Thomas wasn't in there, and some too tight end to start the game. Is that a nod toward Koyak's run blocking, or how do you feel Julius is?
I just think that, you know, all three of them are, you know, we're trying to use all three of their skill sets.